Hazrat Imam Tirmizi radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a believer should not be a curser. In other words, he should not be cursing other people. So that cursing also relates to the tongue. Sometimes people unlawfully, unjustfully start cursing others. And in Urdu culture, this word is used very common. Sometimes they say, us par lanat ho. Also in Punjabi they say, us par lakh lanat. In other words, 100,000 curses. And they use it so freely and so commonly. And this is also the fault of the tongue. So if we don't have a control on the tongue, we'll start cursing other people, start sending lanat on other people. And whereas we learn from Hadith Mubarakah, our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that this is not suitable for a believer that he is cursing. And there's a hadith in Tabrani Thabit bin Dahaq Ansari radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to curse a believer is same as killing him. And a person who accuses a Muslim man or a woman with kufr, with blasphemy, this is equal to murder. In other words, as if he has killed them. So, we must be very careful when we relate certain acts of sin or kufr to certain people. If it is not justifiable, then it would be very dangerous for ourselves and for our iman. And in order to empower yourself and have more knowledge on these issues, it is necessary for us to read the book written by Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya, Kufriya Kalimat Ke Bare Mein Sawal Jawab, Questions and Answers Regarding Words of Blasphemy. But I must also remind that this book is written on a very technical subject. Therefore, it is advised, and Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya also advises, that this book should be learnt under authentic muftis, lesson by lesson. Otherwise, it might become dangerous for someone if you misunderstand some matter and the consequences could be very serious.